Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Weekend Update, the place where I break down all the latest in social media news, updates, and rumors so you can get in, get informed, and get back to your weekend. My name is Kelly Noble Mirabella. This is Business as Unusual, my podcast show. And in today's episode, it is brought to you by the people over at Social Media Marketing World 2018. SMMW is the place to learn about all the latest in social media and digital marketing from the brightest and best minds and influencers. I am thrilled to be attending this amazing conference again in February of 2018, and I hope that I can see you too. If you want to learn more, check out my affiliate link at stellar247.media/SMMW18. I will put it in the show notes and in the description on today's show. Okay, onward to today's show. We have a lot to cover, so let's dig in. First up, Instagram Stories gets more prominence in the newsfeed. Instagram has redesigned the mid-roll stories reminder inside of the Instagram app. According to TechCrunch, quote, Instagram confirms to TechCrunch that it has redesigned its mid-feed re-engagement box for stories to show preview titles of people's slideshows that are twice as big as the stories bar atop the feed. They really are. They're pretty big. The box appears slotted between traditional permanent post part way down the feed. So this will surely help get even more eyes and active users into stories, don't you think? In other Instagram news, Instagram Stories is testing out a stop motion feature. So Instagram is testing out this stop motion feature in stories for a very small group of people. Although there is no promise to roll out to everyone, I personally think this would be a far more fun and useful lens to play with than that uber silly super close-up one that I reported about last week. Which would you rather have? Would you rather have the super zoom or the stop motion? If you want to let me know, you can always tweet to me at stellar247 or call or comment within the Anchor app. All right, in Periscope news, Periscope has made some changes to their Superstar program. Periscope has upped the amount of payout participant broadcasters will get for Super Hearts. Now, Periscope will only take a $1 admin fee, and the creator is going to get the rest. And of course, this is after Apple, iTunes, and Google Play take their cut from the app usage. So according to TechCrunch, the program, which is only open to U.S. residents, requires broadcasters have at least something of a presence on the platform. They need to have had an active account for 30 days, a minimum star balance of 185,000, and they have to have created at least 5 broadcasts in the last month with an average of 50 live viewers and 75 replay viewers per public broadcast. So it's not super attainable to your average Periscope user. And, you know, I don't know if they change these updates to make it so that more people use it, then maybe they should think about changing up the requirements. I don't know. That's just me. Well, actually, it's not just me. I actually heard Joel Comm say the same thing, and I couldn't agree more. Anyways, if you want to learn more about the Periscope Superstar program, check out the show notes today, and there is a link to the TechCrunch article that reference it. So Facebook has made some updates to notifications. Yeah, in news that will surely annoy all social media managers, including myself, Facebook has made updates to how they show you your notifications. Now, instead of chronological order, which, you know, makes sense, notifications will be shown to you based on what Facebook thinks is most important to you. So I can't say I like this at all. I'm not sure Facebook really knows what's important to me. I don't trust them that much. I don't know. What about you? I just don't know. More Facebook news. Last week, I reported that Facebook was rolling out the GIF polls to profiles via the mobile app. I had received the update myself on my Android device, and actually, I broke it. I didn't break Facebook. I broke the news not only on my podcast episode, but also in my private Snapchat group. And this week, they went a step further and they officially announced the site site-wide rollout for both pages and profiles via desktop and mobile apps. So it's super cool. So far, I hear about 60% of my connections, my friends, have the feature, and the rest are still waiting with bated breath. If you want to see what it looks like live, you can go check out my Facebook page at facebook.com/stellar247, where I have a poll up asking if you have the feature, or I've embedded the post into my show notes so you can see it in real time. And hey, while you're there, go ahead and vote and let me know, do you have the feature on your page or on your profile yet? I'd love to hear from you. And you know, my day just wouldn't be complete without talking about Snapchat. So a decent amount of news in Snapchat world today. Snap has started to roll out the Snap Pixel to more users, which will make it easier to run ads, track ads, target users better, etc. In further leaps in the ad arena, Snap, and by the way, that's the company that the parent company of Snapchat. So I'm not like giving it a cool nickname. It's actually called Snap. Acquired Meta Markets. According to their website, Meta Markets provides interactive analytic solutions that help the world's top programmatic marketplaces and buyers turn mountains of data into revenue driving insights. Basically, in layman's terms, this is a tool that will help Snapchat offer ad tracking, make it easier for people to understand how their ads are performing and set up ads, etc. So it's just going to make that whole ad process a lot easier as Snapchat continues to roll out ads for users. So Snap has been taking more aggressive moves in the realm of advertising, and you know what? For good reason. According to TechCrunch, last quarter, the company reported revenues of $181.6 million, largely from advertising. But if they want to be successful in this arena, they will need to figure out how to gain more users, a problem they've been struggling with since Instagram introduced stories. Even Mark Zuckerberg recently announced that Instagram stories and WhatsApp have 300 million daily active users. That's up from 250 million for Instagram just in June, while Snapchat has only 173 million active users. More users equals more ad revenue, and that is a race Snap seems to be taking steps to compete in. So we shall see how this news progresses. Now, here's a cool new feature that they're testing out over on Facebook. Well, at least cool for me because, you know, I like Facebook Live. Facebook is testing Facebook Live with challenges to possibly encourage people to use Facebook Live more. Basically, the tool will prompt questions and topics for users to talk about on a live video. There is absolutely no official word on this, but there are screenshots coming from Matt Navarra over on Twitter, which are pretty cool. In his screenshot, it says, "This week's inspiration, what is your favorite dance move?" And they, of course, are trying to prompt you to go live and talk about your favorite dance move, possibly even show us. Now, you don't want to see my favorite dance move because it's very Elaine a la Seinfeld, but I bet some of you have some great dance moves that you can show on Facebook Live. By the way, if you don't want to wait for this little nifty tool to roll out, even if it never gets the green light, I actually have something on my website, which, come to think of it, I'll add to the show notes, where you can actually grab ideas for your live broadcast. It's like 20 ideas for live broadcasting. Totally free. Go check it out in the show notes. I'll hook it up right now. Facebook is also testing a breaking news tag for publisher pages. Facebook may be looking to dethrone Twitter, the undisputed champion of breaking news, with a new breaking news tag to go on post for publishers to use for their breaking news posts. So no official word on this rolling out, but it will be interesting to see how pages will utilize a tool like this to get hot off the press news out into the news feed. Microsoft has officially integrated LinkedIn into Office 365. According to the Microsoft Office blog, the LinkedIn integration will be rolling out to consumer users of Outlook.com, providing rich insights, profile pictures, work history, and more right from within your personal inbox. With as much data that most LinkedIn profiles have, I think this is actually a really clever move for Outlook and will certainly bring value to users who want to get a little bit more insights into who is emailing them or maybe who they're sending messages to. You can check out the full blog announcement from office.com over on my show notes. Facebook is also now rolling out even more features for group admins. Last week, I talked about Facebook adding in new admin features like member profiles, badges, and better insights. This week, they are rolling out notes. This feature will allow admin to send messages and add notes to other admins to see why posts are being removed or anything like that. They can also send private messages to the people they've removed, you know, the members, so that they can explain why their post was removed. So that could be really helpful. I can see that being something I would use every once in a while. In an interesting move by Facebook, the platform is now testing out an account switching button, which makes it easier for users to switch to different accounts. Just really simple, push a button, switch an account. Currently, they do have some built-in features making it fairly easy to jump from one personal account to another on Facebook and on Messenger, actually. But this button would be placed in a semi-prominent place where you could essentially be a one-click away from switching to another account. The thing that makes this so interesting is that Facebook actually frowns upon users having more than one Facebook account. So are they trying to say, we know this is happening, we may as well embrace it, or are they trying to figure out who's gaming the system and catch them and shut them down? I don't know. All speculation at this point. Only time will tell if this test gets the green light and goes site-wide. Let's take a break from Facebook for a moment and talk about YouTube. YouTube has officially taken a bigger leap into the subscription TV pool, now offering an official TV app designed for larger screens. YouTube recently rolled out their own live TV subscription channel for only $35 a month, joining the crew of companies hitting cable and dish companies where it hurts. And back to Facebook. Facebook is testing out gifted money features that will allow you to send money via a digital envelope. This will surely make all teen grandchildren happy this season. Hey, all I want for Christmas is money. Anyways, that is your social media weekend update for Saturday, November 4th. If you want to stay on the cutting edge of what is rolling out in social media as it breaks, be sure to join my private Snapchat group by following me on Snapchat at Stellar247. Plus, you have to send me a message to let me know that you want in to the group. You can check out all the details in the show notes. Speaking of the show notes, if you'd like to grab the link to the show notes, I will put it in the title/description, or you can go directly to your browser and type in stellar247.media/WU105. WU as in weekend update 105. As always, I would love to hear from you. If you're listening via Anchor, please comment or call in with your thoughts and questions. If you're listening via my podcast, tweet to me at Stellar247. I would also love to have you join me over in my Facebook group, Social Media for Brainstorming, where I answer questions, break social media news, and give bonus trainings and insights. Check it out at stellar247.media/FB group. If you're listening via my podcast and you enjoy what you hear, please go ahead and consider giving me that 5-star review. Literally, seriously, you guys, nothing would make me happier right now than a couple 5-star reviews. I'd love to see what you think about the podcast. And as always, thanks so much for tuning in and have a stellar day.